Well, so I was in Afghanistan in 2007, 2008, as a senior police advisor to the Afghan National Police Force. And I was there for two military rotations, so a year of my life, posted to areas around Kandahar, both at the provincial reconstruction team area and right in the heart of Panjway District, at many of the combat outposts there. Got home a couple times, but certainly was there in the dark days and the heyday of close combat with the Taliban. And so definitely seen a lot, heard a lot, experienced a lot, and thankful to have made it home after my long year-long tour.
What's it like to be away? Like, do you have, you know, family and kids and that kind of thing? What's it like to be away from family for so long in that environment?
It's tough. It's perhaps tougher than, you know, when we volunteer, and I was a volunteer to go over. We were at that time part of the first five to six members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that joined in on the fight. You know, as part of the UN International Security Assistance Force, it was all new to us, and most of us who attended as police officers initially were ex-military, and we were picked by design. I had been a member of the Canadian Armed Forces before the RCMP, so I was asked to go, and I went. So to answer your question, it was the thing to do at the time, and I went. And of course, my children were very, very small at the time. My youngest was 2.5 years old.
Jeez.
But my family at that time, I was close to family, so they were very helpful. So everyone pitched in and did their part. And if you can recall back then, we had things like Red Shirt Fridays. The public was. Yeah. Very much behind us. It was the global fight on terror. I mean, it was just a few years after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So there was lots of support from neighbors, friends, and family. So that definitely helped me. But I still miss my family, miss my kids in particular, because you really learn to value life when you're in a war zone like that. So.
Yeah, of course. And Barry, you said that you were happy to get to go home, but a lot of the men and women that were there alongside you did not get to go home or at all ever, right?
No. So, you know, 159 souls didn't come back, and we had almost 2,000 soldiers wounded in various ways, and many carry those wounds silently today. We have, Canada's contribution to that war was 40,000 Canadians in both soldiers, peacekeepers, diplomats in various forms. And that's a large chunk of our population that have been into Afghanistan. And, you know, I guarantee every single person who was over there carries a little bit of that trauma around with them today. So yeah, absolutely lasting impact. And for those that didn't make it home, you know, everyone goes with the intention that you're going to make it home. And,
yeah,
you know, we never think that anything is going to happen to us.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I'm very fortunate.
So with the Taliban completely taking over so fast and so immediately now, what does that do to you?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question a lot in the last week or so, and it's, in many ways, it's like spending a long time with a sports team, and you know, they step onto the field and trip up.
Yeah.
You know, we've put almost 20 years, Canada has, into setting them up for success, if you will, training them, their security forces, mentoring. Spending money on various initiatives and really giving the Afghan people a sense of what democracy is, and to see it all go in, you know, less than a week. It's heartbreaking for someone like me, and I'm sure many veterans will agree, and maybe even just Canadians as a whole, of how fast, you know, a regime like the Taliban can take over and essentially wipe that out.
What do you make of, like, my first reaction as someone who has not been there is to immediately think, well, that was a waste of time.
Well, again, this has been said a lot, both in the media and to me, by friends, families, neighbors. It is a typical reaction, I'll say that to you. It will seem like we wasted our time there, but I'm of a different opinion. I think that, you know, Canadians and our Canadian soldiers, we won the game. Unfortunately, we lost the tournament. You know, and not us who lost the tournament. We'll say that it came down to bad officiating. You know, when we went over there, we engaged, we mentored, we fought and won, and we did what we were supposed to do. But, you know, our combat mission ended 7 years ago. So, you know, I think Canadians and the veterans should be very proud of what they did over there. They did what they were supposed to do. We accomplished our mission, and at the end of the day, we gave the Afghan government and the people all the tools to continue that fight. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. But that's not on us.
Yeah.
It's not on us. It really isn't. And I think if everyone sort of adopts that more positive attitude,
yeah,
I think you can look back and say, yes, you know what? It was worth it because we contributed to the fight on terror. At the time we were there for 20 years, it was a hotbed of insurgency. The Taliban were very much alive and well. Let's not forget they harbored Osama bin Laden, the architect of 9/11. So these were a treacherous enemy. And we met them toe-to-toe, and Canadians showed them, you know, what Canadians can do.
Well, it's gut-wrenching to see what's going on right now, but like you said, we are so proud of the men and women who did serve and the men and women who continue to right now.
You improved a lot of lives for a very long time.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, that makes us feel good. For those who were there, that we did see a lot of smiles. And, you know, when we were in Kandahar and I walked the streets, you know, women could reveal their faces. We set up schools. We allowed women and girls to take lessons. And, you know, we seen such a difference over there. And that's what we need to hold on to, those positive memories.
Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me speak.